You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So my boy has been in town for the last 4 days or so. Flew in from Hawaii.
Aloha.
Yeah, so it's my first time to hang out with him in person in 20 months.
It's a long time. That's too long.
It's way too long.
Yeah.
And it has been such a hoot that I'm already kind of, I don't know, I don't want to ruin the last like 5 or 6 days that we get to spend on this trip together, but he's going back on Monday and I'm already kind of like, oh man.
Already kind of dreading it, huh?
Yeah, I just don't really want him to go back. And my daughter-in-law, Sabra, arrives tomorrow and she's going to be here, you know, through Monday as well. And I'm just, it's been such a good time and I hate for him to have to go back. However, he is really pushing for us to go out there during the cold winter months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm wondering if maybe a February trip is
in order.
There
you go.
Maybe.
Hmm. Yeah, man. Get out of town.
So that's going on. And then quickly, I'll tell you, you know, we've been talking about how over the last, few months, all the fires out west are bringing all the smoke and debris and crap into the Mile High City. Now I have a connection to it personally because did a Zoom call with my siblings last night, and one of my brothers owns property in Tahoe.
Mm, yeah.
And the massive fires that are going on around South Lake Tahoe, his house there is within, I think, 3/4 of a mile of where one of the major parts of the fire is burning. They've already evacuated a whole bunch of places around there. And his attitude is like, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah, but can you do turn the sprinklers on and hope for the best, right?
Yeah, you know, it's rental property for him, so he's not even there, you know?
No.
And he's like, he says, I feel, you know, helpless, but if it all burns down, then he says there's something like 20,000 homes that are in the path of this thing.
I saw a quick little article. I didn't read the whole thing. I was reading headlines this morning, but it sounds like they're turning on the snow machines out there to help fight the fires.
Yeah, so they're shooting water instead of snow, but they're using the snow-making machines, which makes sense. Those things fire, you know,
hundreds of feet.
The moisture out
there.
So, you know, they're trying to do everything they can, but, man, my heart breaks for people who have to put up with that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's horrible.
You know, a lot of people in Colorado go through that every year, too. So, T's and P's for everybody. What's going on with you?
I want to say about a month ago, we had a little segment on the show where we said, hey, what's your pain? Da, 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 da. Call us now. And we talked about, you know, where you're hurting on your body. And Dom had his shoulder issue, and we got multiple calls of people, oh, you know, this and that hurts. And I was sitting here that day, all cocky. I don't hurt anywhere. I'm still young. Everything's great. You guys are old. I want to say probably 2 or 3 days after that segment, my body went to complete hell.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been in such pain the past month. I've got a lower back thing going on. Now, within the past 3 or 4 days, I've got a neck and shoulder thing going on where I have not been able to turn my head to the right for the longest. It's horrible in traffic. I can't get into the next lane, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just pounding pain pills, and I had to go to the doctor yesterday and have him look me over with some stuff. And I think it was just because I was so cocky on the show that I had this coming, you know?
You jinxed yourself.
I so jinxed myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sick of it. Nick Nack was laying on my back, like straddling my back last night, pushing my shoulder. We had a heating pad. I'm rubbing CBD oil all over me. Like severe pain. It's shooting up into my head. My back one's shooting into my groin.
Dang.
It's not good, Dom. It's really not good.
Well, you're about to turn, what, 44 here?
No, I'm 44, 42. I don't feel like this should be this bad at this point.
Well, you know what it is? It's that your body just saved everything up. know, it's like
it's just all of a sudden gonna shut down on me or something.
Yeah, and as soon as you got cocky, your body's like, taking everything for granted,
this punk. Yeah.
Are you going to a doctor or anything?
Yeah, I got another appointment on Friday, and then I had my general physical yesterday, where we discussed about all this and stuff, and which is always I know I'm a guy and I don't like going to the doctor and stuff, but I really don't like going to that yearly physical. I'm just talking about all your problems.
Why?
I don't know. It's just
I don't even care anymore.
I would imagine.
I just kind of look forward to it now.
I feel weak now. It's a sign of weakness to me.
Oh.
I'm still
macho.
In that phase. Yeah, it's not macho. I can't move my back. And so he's like pushing all over me yesterday. And then I had to like apologize twice because the little office was so hot. Mm-hmm. And you know me with my sweating. I was like sweating. You know, when he's having to put the little heartbeat thing on the stethoscope and it's like sliding around on my chest because I'm so sweaty. And I'm like, I am so sorry, but you guys need to put AC in this office immediately. It was disgusting.
I used to always laugh when I'd get together with my siblings and they would go around the table and I'll talk about their aches and pains and what pills they were on and stuff.
Yeah.
So talking to you, I feel like I'm back on a Zoom call with my sibs.
Know, I
you
hate
got your
this.
Neck, you got your back, you got your side.
I'm drinking my Ensure.
You got erectile dysfunction going on.
I got my teeth next to me in a cup next to the bed.